الحمد لله العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you once again to the series of the evils of society. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, in our last episode, we have discussed about depression and we have learned that depression is not an evil of society, but we learned that evil of society leads us towards depression. And that is a topic which is an epidemic, which is a disease. It's called suicide. A disease that does not see color, a disease that does not see race, it does not see age, whether you're young or old. Is it haram? Is it halal? Do you lose iman? Why suicide? Is it the solution to your problems? What does Sharia say about suicide? So my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, inshallah azza wa jal, very soon we are going to start our silsila. But first and foremost, we are going to listen to the beneficence of reciting Durood and Salam upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam. And if a person recites 50 times Durood Sharif daily, beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam says, I will shake hands with him on the day of Qiyamah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, inshallah azza wa jal, now we'll have tilawat of Quran. Thereafter, the praises of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam in the form of naat, and inshallah tabarakhu ta'ala, thereafter we're going to start this topic, this epidemic, this disease, the evil of society, suicide.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تأكلوا أموالكم بينكم بالباطل إلا أن تكون تجارة عن تراض منكم ولا تقتلوا أنفسكم إن الله كان بكم رحيما Sadaqallahul Azim. وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم الأمين
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى قدام محمد
وصوي لا لا لا
फिरते हैं
دن اے بہار پھرتے ہیں، تیرے دن اے بہار پھرتے ہیں، وہ سوئے زار پھرتے ہیں، تیرے دن اے بہار پھرتے ہیں، تیرے دن اے بہار پھرتے ہیں، جو تیرے یار پھرتے ہیں، جو تیرے در سے یار پھرتے ہیں، در بدر یوں ہی خار پھر بدل یوں ہی خار پھرتے ہیں، وہ سوئے لالا زار پھرتے ہیں، اس گلی کا گدا مانگتے تاجدار پھرتے ہیں، وہ سوئے لالا زار پھرتے ہیں، پھول کیا خار پھرتے ہیں، دست طیبہ کے خار پھرتے ہیں، او سوئے لالا زار پھرتے ہیں، ہائے کیا جگہ ہے جہاں، ہائے وہ کیا جگہ ہے جہاں، پانچ جاتے ہیں چار پھرتے ہیں، پانچ جاتے چار پھرتے ہیں، وہ سوئے لالا زار پھرتے ہیں،
صلوا علی الحبیب
صلی اللہ تعالی
علی محمد صلاۃ وسلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, suicide, this epidemic, this evil, this disease that is in our society. Today, inshallah azza wa jal, we will try to get in depth about this topic of suicide. But first and foremost, I would like to discuss what is the meaning of suicide. According to our dictionary, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in presence of me, I have a statistics which has been done by the World Health Organization of the world. In the year approximately 2002, they've estimated within 45 years, in 2002, within 45 years prior, right up to 2002, 1.1 million human beings have committed suicide. They're saying that for every 100,000 humans on the earth, 17 people have committed suicide from 2002, prior 45 years prior to 2002, right up to 2002. 1.1 million people have committed suicide, and for every 100,000 human beings on the earth, 17 have committed suicide. One death of every 40 seconds, one death of every 40 seconds is committed from suicide. And it's mentioned that in the last 45 years, the rates of suicide have increased by 65% worldwide, globally. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, we are talking about globally, in the entire world, suicide has increased by 65%. Suicide is now among the three leading causes of death amongst those aged between 14 and 44, between both males and females, young and adult. Although suicide rates have traditionally been the highest amongst the elderly, rates among young people have been increasing to such a rate, to such an extent, that they are now a group at highest rank in the third of all the countries. Views of Madani Channel, although suicide rates have traditionally been the highest amongst the elderly, amongst our elder people, rates among the young people have been increasing in the last 45 years. So today, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, first, we need to know the causes. What leads a human mind to go towards suicide, to kill, to inflict wound into his own human body and to take his own life? A gift Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala gave us life. And Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala gave us life, and all the believers out there, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala gave us the wealth of Iman. This is a gift of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So first we're going to look at the causes. What are the causes of suicide? What leads a human mind to go towards suicide?
The causes broadly can be branched into two. One is a medical condition, and the other is also a social condition. Medical condition, the following disorders are normally discussed: bipolar disorder, borderline personality disorder, depression, also people with chronic problem with drugs and alcohol dependence, schizophrenia, and also stressful life situation. And it's mentioned in many cases is due to financial and relationship problems. And the thing is, people in this condition, they're trying to escape some situation in the life that they cannot control or deal with. And it could be also feeling of shame, feeling of guilt, feeling that you are a burden to somebody, and also feeling like a victim. And another very big reason is feeling of rejection, feeling of loss, or loneliness. And you find that one behavior that is also coming up is people who are old and who have nothing to look forward to, they also tend to commit suicide, especially old people who are abandoned and put into old age homes, etc. They tend to look more towards suicide as an escapism. And also sometimes death of someone close to you, death of a loved one, and also emotional trauma. And that happens especially if there is a problem with relationship, especially you find that with teenagers. If they feel rejected or something, and they, in order to seek revenge, they do a stupid thing by taking their own lives to try and make...
And this is the problem we are seeing now daily in the newspapers, in the news, that many kids are taking their lives in the form of suicide.
So unfortunately, this is, as you say, a modern kind of problem which is escalating. And there's another also big problem with unemployment, we know that internationally there's a huge problem with unemployment, and a person finds that he cannot provide for his family, he finds his family suffering, and then he thinks the best way is he can't stand the pressure, and he kills himself. And sometimes he has situation where people kill themselves with the whole family. And unfortunately, as you find, more and more of this kind of things happening due to unemployment, unfortunately. And also we find amongst teenagers, this problem of suicide is increasing.
We're discussing about suicide. And we had Islamic Brother discussed about the causes of suicide, which is happening in the present era. Actually, suicide is not a new thing, Mufti Sahib. It's been happening for in history, in ancient times, for thousands of years it's continuing. From the time man is on earth, suicide is there. So, Mufti Sahib, what the Sharia telling us about suicide? There's so many questions in our mind, Mufti Sahib, at the moment we have about suicide. So please enlighten us something about suicide. And as the program is going, Mufti Sahib, I have some questions for the viewers. On behalf of the viewers of Madani Channel, inshallah, we will ask Mufti Sahib some questions and try to get some Shara'i renumai on suicide.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, this is indeed a very important topic to discuss, because people from all walks of life, from all communities, from all religions are caught up in this problem. As you mentioned earlier in the beginning, that let's try to define the word suicide, let's try to understand what it means. It means self-killing. You kill yourself. In Islam, it is a grave sin and totally haram. Haram means strictly forbidden. And this act leads to hellfire. So there is no place in Islam for committing suicide or any justification for such act. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nisa, verse number 29, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ, which means that, and kill not yourself. Sadrul Afazil, Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Naimuddin Muradabadi, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, writes under the tafsir of these words of Ayat-e-Kareema. He says that this verse proves that suicide is haram. So after understanding that suicide has got no justification in Islam, there are people who commit suicide probably thinking, or they have this viewpoint, that my problems will come to an end. I take my life, I'm living, that's why I'm facing problems. But if I take my life, then I won't be living anymore. Problem is solved, so I won't be facing all that. But they forget that instead of finding any relief, they invoke the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then after death, the new punishment starts, which is much more severe and painful than the problems they face in the dunya. For example, there are few ahadith I would like to quote. It is narrated in hadith, and this hadith is in Sahih Bukhari. One who would commit suicide will be tormented with the same tool with which he killed himself. So if you kill yourself, you know, with gun or with knife, with spear or anything that you use to kill yourself, you will be tormented or punished with that tool. Then there's another hadith mubarakah, Sayyiduna Thabit bin Dahak radiyallahu ta'ala anhu relates that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever killed himself with a weapon of iron, he will be tormented with the same weapon of iron in the hellfire. This hadith is also in Sahih Bukhari. And then there's another hadith mubarakah. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala reports that the embodiment of light, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, he who hanged himself shall keep on hanging himself in the hellfire, and he who stabbed himself shall keep on stabbing himself in the hellfire. And there's another hadith mubarakah. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala reports that the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal, the leader of all the prophets alayhi salam, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever committed suicide by throwing himself down from a mountain, he will be in the fire of hell, throwing himself down therein forever and ever. Whoever committed suicide by taking poison, he will be sipping it in the fire of hell forever and ever. Whoever killed oneself with a weapon of iron, that weapon of iron will be in his hand in the fire of hell, and he will be injuring himself with it forever and ever. This hadith is also in Sahih Bukhari. So these ahadith tell us very clearly that committing suicide is not an end to your problems. It actually increases your problems, and the problems after death are more painful, more severe, more tormenting and unbearable.
So people are thinking that basically this problem is solved. They're looking for solution. Solution is to commit suicide. And after committing suicide, they don't know, they're in more disaster than anything else.
Yes, definitely.
So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala becomes angry with us, naraz.
Yes.
We are in difficulty, we're in trouble. So when a person commits suicide, he's in much more danger.
Life is the gift of Allah Azza wa
Jal. Life is the gift of Allah Tabaraka
Ta'ala. We must appreciate life. Even if we are ill, or we are suffering with poverty, or if there are worries or tensions, whatever it might be, still the gift of Allah Azza wa Jal is there. You are living, you can do something. You are living, you can do some preparation for Akhirah. You are living, you know, you can serve Deen. Because once the life is gone, then these opportunities are taken away. You can't do anything anymore. So when you don't appreciate the ni'mat, the gift, the bounty of Allah Azza wa Jal, and you destroy that, that's why you get the punishment.
So those people out there, the viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, if Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala gives us the wealth of Iman, that is the greatest gift. In fact, this life, that we are believers, we are Muslims, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we could say in the terminology in Urdu, they say Anmol Hire, it is a priceless diamond. So you look after that life. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala gave you this precious life, and there is a specific reason why we are on the earth. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala gave us life, Allah Azza wa Jalla will give us death, and Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala will awaken us on the day of Qiyamah. There are specific reasons for these. But if we take our own life, we heard from Quran and Hadith that Allah Azza wa Jalla is going to send a severe punishment upon those people who are taking their lives in the form of suicide. So my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, our Islamic brothers also going to give us another reason why people commit suicide.
This may be something very difficult to understand, because many people take the rich, they think their lives, they are successful and they are happy, and they feel that they are satisfied, and many people try to become like them. But this is far from the truth, because many go through the life dreaming of becoming rich and famous, and some make it. And the people who make it, you find, because of the obsession to gain more and more money, they cut themselves with the human value. That means relationship with the family, with the children's mother, with the children, with the parents. become so obsessed because they have a goal, they have somebody that they want to imitate or copy, they want a better house, a better lifestyle, better car, etc. So they are solely focused on making money, and the soft human relationship is cut. So what happens is, they may supply the family with the financial, whatever they want. Financially they're okay, but they don't realize that even the child's mother is now becoming more distant because there is no good relationship because of being preoccupied, obsessed with wealth. And same with kids. You find that many people, because they are so obsessed with making money, they cannot even talk with the children. There's no communication. They're obsessed with the careers, obsessed with making money. So what happens is, they build a distance between the wives and the children. And what happens, especially in the westernized countries, in order to get away from the boredom, on the weekends, the family will go out. Now, because there is a distance for the whole week, you'll find that the female species in this relationship start finding interest in other people, because whatever magic was there between the couple is no more there. And this causes a breakdown in marriage. Now, this person who is preoccupied, his focus is that I must make enough money so I can provide a good future for my children, but he forgets the human aspect of his life. So what happens is, because of the distance, the marriage normally breaks down. All the children run away. All the children become drug addicts. And now he cannot take it. See, I am working so hard. I have everything. I have provided with them. And now what happens? He starts becoming depressed. And more so what happens is, maybe his wife will leave him and form another relationship. Now that he cannot take. And some people, because of that, they commit suicide.
If people can understand the benefit of staying poor and remaining poor, they will see that as to be the gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I would like to quote a hadith which is in Sunan Tirmizi. The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has said, on the day of judgment, the destitute will enter paradise 500 years ahead of the rich one. He's a poor, he's destitute, he doesn't have money. See the benefit that he gets in the Akhirah, that 500 years before a rich man, he enters paradise. And there's another hadith. It is reported that Allah Azza wa Jal greatly loves a poor family bearing Muslim who refrains from begging. So you got a poor family, he looking after with his limited means, and he doesn't go out and beg from other people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves him. I mean, people must not see one thing, that a person has a money, he has riches, and he's able to buy luxuries and comforts and living, you know, very happy life. I mean, this life is temporary. Rich man is also going to die and poor man is also going to die. And then the everlasting life starts. That's not coming to an end. Now, the real successful person, rich person, is that who got the luxuries of that life. And a person who lived poor in this dunya, but he was patient, he's not begging, he thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever he got and whatever he attained, then these are his rewards.
Okay. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, about this evil of society, suicide, there's always a question. Mufti Sahib, are we to perform janaza salah? This is the questions people are asking. When a person commits suicide, some people are saying, take the body and throw it into a dumpyard, or take the body and throw it into a scrapyard somewhere. Some people are saying, what does the Sharia say? Are we to perform the ghusl? Are we to perform the janaza namaz? Are we supposed to attend this janaza namaz of the person who commits suicide? Are we supposed to just ignore this person? What are we supposed to, what the Sharia tells us about that person that commits suicide?
Actually, there are two situations. One situation is that person believes that committing suicide is halal, is allowed. So this means that he is turning the haram of Islam into halal. that is a kufr. So if he believes that and there is an evidence, because we cannot just assume, there must be a proper evidence, maybe he has given in writing and there are witnesses and he signed it, that I'm committing suicide because this is what I believe, then that is a kufr. So if person died declaring his kufr, then of course there is no namaz-e-janaza for that person and there would not be Muslim burial for that person. Otherwise, committing suicide is haram. It is a grave sin, person would be punished. But this is not kufr. So we have to perform his namaz-e-janaza, we have to give him ghusl and kafan. This is now our responsibility as Muslim community, as relatives. If we do not do that, we will be sinners. Because that is now a responsibility which Sharia has put upon our shoulders and we fail to fulfill that responsibility. So namaz-e-janaza of that person who has committed suicide, there is no evidence of kufr, then we have to do that, we have to perform and bury him in a Muslim graveyard and also do isal-e-sawab, send sawab to him and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive this person for his sin which he has committed.
So mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is great, sir.
Yes.
Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal.
See, as long as iman is intact, then, you know, there is hope that your sins can be forgiven. And maybe through the du'as, or isal-e-sawab, or intercession of beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or pious people, or the possibility of punishment is also there. That person is punished, and after his punishment completes, and then he is put into Jannat. But keep in mind, bearing the punishment of Jahannam is not easy. There's nobody who can say, oh, well, you know, it's a temporary punishment. I'll see what happens.
As you mentioned, okay. You know, it reminds me about that one narration where beloved Rasulullah talks about the lightest punishment of Jahannam. The lightest punishment of Jahannam, whereby a person will be made to wear shoes of fire, and he will be thinking that he's getting the worst punishment compared to in comparison to every person of Jahannam. And so much the heat will be that his head will start to boil, the brain start to boil.
Yeah, like this is hot, you know.
So that's the lightest punishment. So definitely we have to be fearful for the adab of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. May Allah will save us all from the punishment of the fire of Jahannam.
Okay, you spoke about isal-e-sawab. Now there can be a scenario where a Muslim, because of his attitude not being a practicing Muslim, being preoccupied with only earning money, and as a result he hasn't given tarbiyat to his family, his children, and there's no one there to make isal-e-sawab for him. As you said, even though he committed suicide, but then this is even a major punishment. That means to be focused. And the reason for this is many people believe that they'll only get satisfaction and happiness if they have sufficient money. But there has been proof, many cases. There's one of a person who was a Greek personality, a multi-billionaire. He had two children. When he died, his son and his daughter inherited all the money. Then his son died in a car accident. Then his daughter inherited all the money. He had a private yacht, private plane, he even had a private island where he should go for holidays. And then this woman, his daughter, she went through a series of broken marriages, because each time she married someone, she had the suspicion, is this person marrying me for love or for money? Is he after my wealth? So one marriage broke, second marriage, then eventually she went to a series of affairs, then eventually she committed suicide. She took an overdose of drug and she committed suicide.
See, we're talking about, you know, people having money problems and committing suicide. But really speaking, you know, people from all walks of life are committing suicide. Rich people are also committing suicide. Ignorant ones are also doing that. Educated ones are also doing that. Urdu speaking are also doing that. English speaking are also doing that. Arabic speaking are also doing that. I think the fact of the matter is, If you are far away from deen, from the teachings of religion, then you are more close to commit these type of activities. Amir Ahl Sunnat, many a times in his muzakiras, he says, tell me one alim committing suicide. But you will see doctors committing suicide, police inspectors committing suicide, you know, businessmen committing suicide, teachers committing suicide, people from all walks of life committing suicide. But you will never hear an alim deen is committing suicide, because he is close to deen. He got the knowledge of deen. So it tells you very clearly, you know, we need to get close to the deen. We need to learn the values of our deen. We need to live our lives according to the teachings of this beautiful deen. Then you will not have those moments of disappointments to such level that you want to take your life away. I mean, we all get disappointed with many things. But this does not mean that this is end of the world.
He also saying, Mufti Sahib, that maybe it's due to the lack of knowledge that can lead us to this, could lead us to this part of suicide. Due to the lack of knowledge, yes. Like now we're saying, MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, Ulama Ikram, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we don't find any example in the world that Ulama Ikram are committing suicide. But you're saying doctors and lawyers and teachers and police officers and what, etc., etc., committing suicide. Is because they are educated too much on one side and less on the other side. And MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, the special rahmat upon the Ulama Ikram, the Buzugani Deen, the Ulama Ikram, our pious ancestors, because of knowledge of Deen, MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, they know the halals and the harams.
They know the halals and harams, and they know the value of this gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which He has bestowed upon us in the form of life. What a wonderful, you know, gift, life.
Also a very important point, and the specialists have discussed this as well. They say a person who is rich, he's got all the money, all the luxuries, but he still finds there's an emptiness in his life. That means despite of having all the money, he cannot get happiness. So what happens is, there's a very famous where Allah Ta'ala says, "Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu al-qulub." That means in the remembrance of, if you can discuss that, because many people, because they are far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As you said, the alims, they know this.
Well, see, I mean, it is so clear. You know, this, what you talked in the beginning, depression, disappointments, worries, fikr. When you don't have satisfaction of heart, you can have all the means and the resources of this dunya kissing your feet, but you don't have satisfaction of heart, then nothing is going to empower you. Nothing is going to enrich you and make you strong. You will become weaker and weaker day by day. Dhikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, pondering upon matters of deen, all that is zikr. You know, your involvement, your engagement in day-to-day matters of deen, strengthen you, you know, will give satisfaction to your heart. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. That is now comes and plays its part. And when you have satisfaction of heart, there's no depression. There's no worry. You know, you become friend of Allah. When you become friend of Allah, la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. There's no fear. There's no grief. When you don't have fear, when you don't have grief, where the depression will come and enter into your system. You will live happy, and when you are happy, why would you take your life? You want to take your life because you feel you're unhappy. You're not being granted, you feel that you deserve every good thing. If you fail in love, you fail in business, you fail your examination, you want to take your life away because you feel you are very special, you deserve everything good. So if one bad thing happens, you want to kill yourself?
Actually, the expectations are too high. This is also a leading point to suicide. Mufti Sahib, especially those that are going towards education and knowledge. Alhamdulillah, Allah gave them the mind. They're expecting, for example, A's in a certain subject. The expectations are always high. And when they don't get the expectation of high...
It's Shaitan who puts these ideas, pride. Yes. You need to humble yourself. Make yourself ready to face a failure if it happens in your life. We all do that. We all fail at many occasions, but we keep on trying, we keep on trying. and then you make a success.
Because it's a beautiful thing. Failure is a stepping stone to success.
Yes.
Well, they're very beautiful one to give a bayan, and you gave this example, it's very appropriate. Yeah, you said Hazrat Jalaluddin Rumi spoke about a clay pot that you knock it to find cracks. And you mentioned that Allah Azza wa Jalla gives you difficulties and problems in life to also see how sound you are. If you can, this, that is a very beautiful point.
I mean, you have said it already. And yes, definitely, these tests, these calamities, difficulties that we face make us solid and make us valuable. And those who are tested and they stay patient and they practice sabr and they trust in taqdeer, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided for them, destiny, they don't run away from that, they don't escape from that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards them in the dunya and in the hereafter. It doesn't matter how painful you lived your life in the dunya, this life is very small, it's very temporary, it's going to be finished soon. Before you even realize, you will become old, and before you even realize, your legs are in the grave, you are an old person, you die, your announcement of your janazah is made, people come and they shoulder your funeral, and they come and they put you in the grave 5 feet down, your own brothers, your own sisters, your own relatives, your sons, everybody, and they leave you alone and they come back. So, I mean, that's the reality. If one focuses that, so if I'm sick, so if I got this pain, so what? So if my, business is not doing well, so what? I mean, everybody is going to die. The days that I have to live in this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the responsibility of my sustenance. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Kareem, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. And there is none that walks upon the earth whose sustenance does not depend on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the real worry that we should have is the worry of the akhirah. What's going to happen? Will I die with iman or not? Will my grave be garden from the gardens of paradise or ditch from the ditches of hell? Would I be put to a difficult test? Would I cross the bridge of Sirat with ease? Would I be given the water from the pool of Kausar from the hands of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Would I be included amongst the pious ones and the loved ones? Would I have the shade of the throne of Almighty Allah azza wa jal upon my head on that day when there is no shade? These are the worries that we should have. And alhamdulillah, in the mahal of Dawat Islami, these matters are discussed to create that awareness, to conscientize Muslims that worry about these issues, which are the real problems.
You as a Madani channel, we have heard different aspects about suicide. And people out there are looking for solutions to the problems. As alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, our Islam has mentioned, Dawat Islami gives you solutions to your problems. But there are some out there that they talk about suicide. Do they really commit suicide? The person always is making his mind, I want to do this, I want to do that, I'm going to jump here, I'm going to jump. Should we take him serious? Will he really commit suicide?
There are many telltale signs people talk about, especially if you're close to someone. You may find all of a sudden whatever he likes to do, he stops doing these things. Or you may find that he used to be socializing with certain people, all of a sudden he's keeping himself isolated. Or you find...
Usually they give some warning to somebody,
yeah.
Somebody close to them.
So if you are observant, you were able to see some change. The person may be not eating his favorite dish, is not asking. That means he's keeping himself isolated. So this is a telltale sign there's something worrying the person. And the parent who is close to his child, he can observe that. But if the parent, as you mentioned before, is so preoccupied with his own life, he can't see these changes because he hasn't observed his child. So all of a sudden the child commits suicide. Then the father says, I gave him everything he wanted. He wanted car, I gave him car, I gave him whatever, money. But look what he's done. But you weren't close to him. You weren't observing all these changes. There was one case recently in the town that we live in where a person, young school child, in high school, he committed suicide. And after he committed suicide, then his friend said, you know what, we noticed he was not in our company. He was isolating himself. He was going sitting alone in the ground. And he was depressed. If only we went and asked him what is the problem. So he was alone, isolated. His friend didn't even go and ask him why you don't join us, etc. Only after he committed suicide, then they said, we should have done this, we should have done this and done that. But it's too late. We see the signs, but we're blind to do anything.
So if there's a family member out there, you're noticing something different in your child, something different in your daughter, in your brother, etc., change in behavioral patterns, they become sad, they become depressed, and they're giving you signs, I don't feel like living anymore, I want to kill myself, don't keep silent about it. Be serious about it. Look towards them. Because remember that we are, Alhamdulillah Azzawajal, Muslims, we are believers, and we are supposed to guide the people towards oneness, to the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, invite them towards goodness and stop them from badness, and trying to stop them from suicide is taking them towards Jannah. If you love your child, you love your brother, you love your sister, you know they're giving you these suicidal points that they want to do this and they want to do that to themselves, they want to inflict wounds upon themselves, try to stop them. This is your neki ki dawat. This is stopping them from being bad towards themselves, which could lead them towards the fire of Jahannam. So views of Madhya Channel, take it seriously. Yes, take it seriously. When your child talks to you about things, when your friend talks to you about this, your close pal talks to you about these type of signs that they want to commit suicide, don't take it lightly. Take it seriously.
Amir al-Sunnat writes something very, you know, beautiful, and I would like to share that. You know, in his book, Khud Kushi Ka Ilaj, Antidote to Suicide. He writes on the page 55 of this book, Shaitan comes as a well-wisher towards people who are suffering from sickness, unemployment, heavy debt, severe tension, failure in exams, or failure in marrying with the beloved, etc. And deceives them by saying, you are so much worried. Why you don't commit suicide to get rid of all these fatigues? Usually, emotional men and women fail to remain composed and decide to commit suicide. So, whenever Shaitan tempts you to commit suicide, you must throw away all his temptations calmly and bring to your mind the worldly consequences and the torments of the hereafter caused by suicide. This is now, you know, a treatment being given. Firstly, you know, you must think, this act earns the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Grief to near and dear ones, you know, your family suffers, your loved ones suffer. However, suicide pleases our enemies, example, Shaitan and infidels, who are in fact followers of Shaitan. Secondly, suicide does not resolve the problems, rather the victim's relatives are engulfed by more pain and sufferings. Thirdly, suicide is not a means to get rid of the worldly troubles, but in fact suffering are further aggravated. How much loss and deprivation will he suffer who commits suicide under the satanic illusions and earns the torment of the grave, sufferings on the day of judgment, and the hellfire for himself? These are some of the important lessons Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat has given. Before Shaitan tempts you because you are sick, or because you are unemployed, or because you couldn't marry the person that you loved, or whatever failure, maybe you failed in the exams, Shaitan comes and tells you, you know, get rid of, you know, yourself, take your life, all these worries and sufferings would be over. No. Actually, that would be the beginning point of sufferings and the worries from their own words.
So my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, we are listening to various different viewpoints about the causes, and we discussed some points about some solutions. This topic of suicide is quite a vast topic, so what we have decided, we're going to divide this topic into two sections. Inshallah, the series that's going to follow this is also going to be about suicide, but evils of suicide, part two, inshallah. So, Alhamdulillah, the views of Madani Channel, Dawat Islami, the beautiful non-political propagation movement of Quran and Sunnah, offers you the solution. Alhamdulillah, come close to this beautiful Madani Mall of Dawat Islami, inshallah. In this Madani Mall of Dawat Islami, we will give you the solution to all your problems. Alhamdulillah, the solution to all your problems is the Quran and the Sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. So wherever you are out there in the world, viewers of Madani Channel, please get connected to Madani Channel. Alhamdulillah, get connected to the Madani Mahal of Dawat Islami. Islamic brothers in your city, join the Islamic brothers Ishtama'at. Islamic sisters in your city, join the Islamic sisters Ishtama'at. Islamic brothers should travel in Madani Kafilas, etc., etc. Alhamdulillah, the Dawat Islami offers us these beautiful solutions. So please keep watching Madani Channel, inshallah, Zawajal. We are hopeful, inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, that with the mercy of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, that this beautiful movement of the love of the Quran and Sunnah, inshallah, Zawajal, will reach each and every home, each and every house, inshallah, each and every corner of the world. Allah karam. Aisa kare tu
tujhe jahan mein ae daawat islam ke
ummati amin amin jahan mein
sallallahu taala ala
muhammad sallallahu
alal habib sallallahu ala muhammad.